Good afternoon, this is Tom Koster, and I want to welcome all of you to this information session of the Tom Koster and Partners Digital Concierge Free Program. Today is Monday, March 8, 2021, and today we are going to talk about a triangle, and a triangle with 3 points, and 1 point is profits, another point is conversion, and another point is traffic. And this triangle is a metaphor of doing business and getting new clients. And what we want in getting new clients is that the clients make us a profit, short term or eventually long term. And before we can make a profit, we have to sell something to the client. And that means that we have to convert a prospective client into a buying client, into a real client, or we have to convert a current client to buy for us again, or a bigger amount of product, or have to come in faster and more times a year in order for us to serve them and to make a profit. And in order to get the conversion, we need to communicate with the clients who we are and what we do, and that's what we call traffic. And traffic is basically also communication. And traffic means also visitors to your website, visitors to your LinkedIn profile, visitors to your Facebook posts, or visitors to your store. If you have a store, and within this corona time, more and more stores are going to open up again, so more and more people can come into the physical store. And a lot of people, of course, have an online store. And visitors to the online store is what we call traffic. So there's a triangle which starts basically with traffic, and then we have a conversion, and then we need to make a profit. So if we have no traffic or not enough traffic, it's very difficult to have conversions. It's very difficult to have people buy from us if not enough people come to visit us, right? And part of the conversion is also the offer that you make and the price point that you have and the guarantees that you offer your clients and prospective clients. So starting with traffic, it's important to think about how will my people be aware of who I am and what I do and what I have to offer and what I have to sell. And you can do that also by using email, by using direct marketing, and not only online but also offline, or doing telemarketing, or doing Google ads, or doing Facebook ads, or doing ads on LinkedIn. So it starts with the traffic, and when we have enough traffic, then we can see how the conversion process is doing, and we can measure how many people come to our websites or to our Facebook page and how many people will take action. So what is the conversion of the people who visit our communication, who visit our infrastructure, our commercial infrastructure? And if that's not enough, if the conversion is not enough, we need to work on the conversion, right? First, we need to work on having enough traffic to come to our commercial infrastructure. And the next is we need to have enough conversions. And the third step is, from every conversion, it's important that we make a profit. And we need to know our numbers. We need to know what we sell, for what price, and what benefits the client has, and what money that brings in for our company. And only if it's a positive number, then it's justified for us to move along and continue. And not only a profitable number in the short term, but also and basically a profitable number on the long term. And the thing that comes to mind at this moment is that in selling, it's important to follow up with your clients. So the purpose of a sale is to get a client, and that's one point of view. Another point of view is the purpose of a client is to make a sale. So what we basically want to do is we want to have a client that we can sell over and over and over again and again and again over a very, very long period of time. And if you know your numbers, and if you know that you turn out a profit in midterm or long-term range, then it might justify to even go negative in acquiring a new client. Because in the back end, over time, you know that you are going to make up more than in money than you spend to get the client. But you may also choose to break even on your first sale, or you may choose to make a profit on your first sale. So that's all up to you. But my thing for now is that you realize that there is a triangle with profit, conversion and traffic in either way you want to see it. So it starts with traffic, then we have a conversion, and then we need to make a profit short-term, mid-term or long-term. And with this information, I end the session for today. My name is Tom Koster, and I'm dedicated to increasing your income. Wishing you a great day, and bye for now.